His neck encased in a foam collar and head covered by a baseball cap, John Goldfarb is in good spirits as he fills a goodie bag. The disabled veteran caught a city bus to the main library. His goal? Recharging his cell phone and getting something to nibble until the power returns to his old St. Augustine Road neighborhood. Like many locals, Goldfarb's home escaped major damage, and he's feeling lucky.
It's part of life. I live in Florida. Deal with it. I mean, I'm ex-military. I've used to hard work and doing things. And, you know, if you live in Kansas, there's going to be tornadoes. If you live in Florida, there's going to be hurricanes. It's just part of it.
Behind him sits a series of folding picnic tables covered with a sea of single-serving chips, cookies, applesauce, and nearly every snack food imaginable. Cases of bottled water line one wall. CNN blares from a large screen TV. Leon Human Services Director Shankton Labey stands by the door and greets every comer. He says a few people were waiting when the doors opened, and a few hours later, they come trickling in ones and twos.
We've gotten about a little over 100, close to 150 people here, yes, since we opened at 9 a.m. this morning. A few folks have been in here because they still don't have power.
Volunteer Kathleen Powers behind one table, offering a weary but comforting smile and a patient ear. The Tallahassee physical therapist rode Irma out in a Red Cross shelter in the Rickards High School gym, sharing pizza and sandwiches with 500 other evacuees. The mood was good in the gym, Powers says, and she's eager to keep it going.
We slept in the cafeteria. I had brought my sleeping bag, but they provided blankets and mats for people who did not bring accommodations. So it was very, very hospitable.
The station at the main library on West Park Avenue was scheduled to remain open until 7. Supplies were complements of Second Harvest Food Bank. The city sponsored similar comfort stations at the Tallahassee Senior Center and 5 community centers. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.